Welcome to Bible Insights with Wayne Conrad. The Bible says, "The entrance of your words give light. They impart understanding to the simple." Today's topic is Psalm 22, is a poetic prophecy of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want us to look at today's broadcast at the Gospel of Matthew and how his description of what happens at the crucifixion of Christ is foretold in Psalm 22 and also from the lips of our Lord Jesus himself in just a week or two before he goes into Jerusalem before his death. And I want us to see how Psalm 22 is fulfilled in the life of Christ. You see, the demonstration of the fulfillment of prophecy in Jesus' suffering and his death and resurrection is one of the reasons we know that he was the promised Messiah. Because of ancient prophets' prediction in detail about his passion. And also his own personal prediction in the months leading up to the event we call the cross. Now, the Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of John both take in Psalm 22, but they treat it a little bit differently. Matthew primarily records the behavior of the people around the cross and also a reflection in the experience of Christ of how this behavior affected him emotionally, mentally, spiritually. John, however, focuses specifically on the sayings of Christ and on specific predictive prophecies. So he cites those prophecies and in our second podcast of Psalm 22 with reference to John, we will look at those. But today I want us to consider Psalm 22 and its parallel fulfillment, I'm going to call it, in Matthew chapter 27. So let me begin with the Matthew account, the narrative account of the crucifixion of Christ. And then we're going to look at the fact that Jesus predicted this the third time he predicts this in Matthew chapter 20, verses 17 through 19. And all of this was predicted hundreds of years earlier in the writings of David found in Psalm 22. And we're going to look specifically at verses 12 through 18 and a reference back to the first part of Psalm 22. Let me pick up the narrative in Matthew chapter 27. As they were going out, that is the soldiers, they found a Cyrenian man named Simeon and they forced him to carry Jesus' cross. Now, the reason for this is Jesus was carrying it, but he collapsed. And so they choose this man from the crowd and have him pick it up and bear it the rest of the way. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of the skull, they, that is the soldiers, gave him, that is Jesus, the soldiers gave Jesus wine mixed with gall to drink. But when he tasted it, he refused to drink it. He did not want to dull the sufferings that he was going to be enduring. And after crucifying him, after nailing him to the cross and uplifting it in his place, after crucifying him, they divided his clothes by casting lots. And then they sat down, they were guarding him there. And above his head, they put up the charge, just as a placard, against him in writing. This is a charge upon the reason why the Romans are having him executed. This is Jesus, or Yeshua, the King of the Jews. The two criminals were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left. And those who passed by were yelling insults to him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who had destroyed the temple and rebuilt it in 3 days, save yourself if you're the Son of God. Come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests with the scribes and the elders mocked him and said, "He saved others, but he cannot save himself. He's the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross and we'll believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he takes pleasure in him. For he said, I'm the Son of God. In the same way, even the criminals who were crucified with him taunted him. Now that's the behavior of the people around the cross in Matthew 27. What did the psalmist write? What does Psalm 22 record? Let me read you. Psalm 22. This is the English Standard Version. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Now that's Psalm 22 verse 1. And that's going to be reflected at the death of Christ. Let me go and read that. From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over the whole land. And about 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you abandoned me? And when some of those standing there heard this, they said, he's calling for Elijah. Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge, filled it with sour wine, put it on a stick and offered him to drink. But the rest said, let's see if Elijah comes to save. But Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. So Psalm 22 begins with that conclusion. But here is the description from Psalm 22 of what happened in the earlier hours from, let's say, 9 to 12 noon. The psalmist, speaking as the Messiah, says, but I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me. They wag their heads. He trusts in Yahweh. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Yet you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust in you at my mother's breast. On you I was cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you've been my God. Jesus is speaking, the psalmist is speaking directly to God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there's none to help. Many bulls encompass me. Strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion. I'm poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death. And you see, it's such passages as these, reflected in the psalm, fulfilled in the very life experience of Christ on the cross, that leads us to the conclusion that this one, nailed there by the order of Pontius Pilate, after being betrayed and delivered up by his own people who rejected him, speaks that Jesus is the Christ. He is the Messiah, the promised anointed one, the deliverer, who by his very death is rescuing those for whom he came to save. This was his prediction on his way to Jerusalem. While they were going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples aside privately, and he said to them on the way, this is the third time he's done this, see, we're going up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death. They will hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked, flogged, and crucified. And on the third day, he will be raised. You see, it's passages like this from Psalm 22 and Jesus' own predictions that's fulfilled in his very death and all the ordeal that surrounds it, recorded in detail for us in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That leads us to the inevitable conclusion in light of his resurrection on the third day. This is the Christ. This is the Messiah. This is the Lamb of God. This is the one who is our Redeemer. Oh, blessed be His name. This has been Wayne Conrad with Bible Insights.